Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's always such a joy for me to sit here thinking about people reading and studying along with me through these podcasts. My prayer is that it inspires you to study the Word of God on your own. God has made it so that the Holy Spirit is our true teacher. And even though He uses people like myself and others to share His Word, it's truly Him that is our teacher and will guide us into truth. And that's why we always go to the Heavenly Father. As we begin our studies, we want to pray and ask Him to fulfill His Word, which He will do. Let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we just thank You that You not only state what You will do, but You perform that which You have stated. Lord, You are the way, the truth, and the life. And we realize that no man comes to the Father but through Jesus. And so today, Lord, we come to You in Jesus' name, asking You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth, that our lives will be pleasing to You. And Lord, we just want to bless You as we begin our study and give You thanks and gratitude for Your Word. We're just so grateful for You today. And we are so in the name of Jesus, the name above every other name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Wheat Falling into the Ground. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 24. John the Apostle wrote how there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And in chapter 12, verse 24 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. Where we read, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. The verse reads, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. John began with the words, Verily, verily, which means truly, truly, or surely, surely, I say unto you, or I, Jesus, utter, declare, and proclaim to you, Andrew and Philip, except a corn of wheat, which means unless a kernel or grain of corn of wheat falls into the ground and die, or descends into the arable land, country, territory, and perishes, rots, and dries up when it is planted, it abides alone, which means the grain or kernel of corn or wheat remains, is kept, waits, and endures, forsaken, destitute of help, and without a companion. John shared how Jesus certifiably stated that unless a grain of wheat is planted and dies, that grain of wheat will remain by itself. The verse continues, But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. John added the words, But if it die, which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, whether that grain or kernel of corn or wheat perishes, rots, and dries up when it is planted, it brings forth, or that grain or kernel of corn or wheat carries about, bears, and produces much fruit, which means a lot and great number of gathered fruit. John shared how Jesus said, The seed that is planted and perishes, rots, and dries up, produces abundant fruit. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus used another agrarian example to demonstrate production in the kingdom of God. Like the death of a seed which is planted into the ground, splits and produces the plant that bears fruit, Jesus was to die, be placed into a grave, and bring about many people who would be saved from their sins. Jesus came to the earth to die for the sins of mankind. And when He rose from the grave 3 days later, He provided a way for every person to receive Him as their personal Savior and Lord. Those who yield their life to Him become as fruit in His kingdom. And because He perished and rose again, many people will live eternally with God in heaven. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, He that loves his life shall lose it. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name, amen.